أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. But has it won us ijazat? In the 1960s there used to be one buzurg that used to come here, Muhammad Palan Haqqani. To inke kuch ashar mein par sakta hoon sir. تو حضرت عیسیٰ مولانا محمد پالن حقانی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ ان 1960s دے ور ریئلی نو علماء اور کابر دیٹ یوز ٹو کم فرام دیٹ وڈ کم فرام پاکستان اور فرام انڈیا اور فرام اینی وے ہی واز اباؤٹ دا فرسٹ پرسن دیٹ یوز ٹو کم آفٹر قاری طیب صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ واز دا فرسٹ پرسن فرام اور کابر دیٹ کیم محمد پالن حقانی واز فرسٹ اے قوال ان دا اولڈن ڈیز اینڈ اللہ گیو ہم ہدایت And Allah, when Allah gave him hidayah, when Allah gives anybody hidayah, then one can imagine. He didn't have any formal education. He was not able to recite the Quran also correctly, but he used to recite the Quran. And in the public. And what was very exclusive about him, special about him was that when he used to recite and used to give the bayan and used to make mention or cite any ayat of the Quran, he would give you exactly the hawalat, the references, that this particular surah, this particular ayat. And that we don't even hear the ulama saying that much. But he used to do that. And even in the Bukhari, in the Muslim Sharif, he used to relate hadiths, a hadith, and he used to give you the exact references. So before he used to start the bayan, and he used to read these ash'ar. Practically in every bayan of his, he would read his ash'ar. He became very, very famous, and mashallah, popular in India, Pakistan, and here in South Africa, and other countries as well also. Allah Ta'ala gives him Jannah and Allah fills his qabr with Noor. His aim and object was to eliminate bidat from the dunya, alhamdulillah, and bring sunnat into the lives of the people, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give him jazai khair for that, inshallah. This is the nazam that he used to read. E abare karam, zara tham ke baras. E abare karam, zara tham ke baras. Oh, rains that are filled with the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rain softly, come down softly. Itna na baras ke wo aana sake. Don't rain so much that you and me, we cannot come. Ke wo aana sake, that they cannot come. But then, jab wo aa jaye, to jam ke baras. But when they come, then you rain seriously, in earnest, heart. Itna baras ke wo ja na sake. Itna baras ke wo ja na sake. Then rain so much that they cannot go back. Because this is a majlis of Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is better than this majlis? Thereafter, we had other ash'ar, suddenly would change the tune, and there was another ash'ar. Amad hai kiski, hoorein sabhi ga rahi hai aaj. Who's coming today? Who's coming today? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming today. Why are the hoors, why are they singing so much? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming. Aflaq pe kyun dhoom machi ja rahi hai? Why is there celebrations in the heavens? Why? Har lab pe marhaba ki sada aa rahi hai aaj. On every lap, everybody saying, welcome, welcome, ahlan wa sahlam, khush amadet. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is coming. The talks of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tashreef kya nabi ki chali aa rahi hai? What kind of coming and approach of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there today? Rahmat qasam khuda ki luti ja rahi hai aaj. Today, Allah ta'ala's rahmat is being grabbed. Par lo durood mu'min, phir kya kami hai aaj. Recite the durood, O mu'min. What is the shortage in the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So when I say that, please, when I'm saying it and reciting it, then please recite the durood at that time. Dhikr khuda rasool ki mehfil saji hai aaj. Today, this mehfil is the mehfil of the mention of Khuda and Allah and Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It exactly that's what's happening here today. Hooraan mein dhoom mein salli ala ki machi hai aaj. Today, amongst the hoors, there is the celebration of the durood amongst the hoors today. Jannat Khuda ke noor se dulhan bani hai aaj. Today, Jannat has become the bright, shining with the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Har gul se gul ke hont pe dekho hasi hai aaj. That every flower of Jannah, on its lip, there is a smile. Then, rahmat qasam khuda ki luti ja rahi hai aaj. Parlo durood mu'mino, phir kya kami hai aaj. Bande khuda ke utho, chalo mehfil nabi ki hai. Get up, this is a mehfil, this is a majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hai waqt kam, utho, chalo mehfil nabi ki hai. Time is less, short. Come today, this is a mehfil of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dhikr khuda sharik ho, mehfil nabi ki hai. Come and join the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a mehfil of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Daman murad se bharo mehfil nabi ki hai today. When you come in a majlis like this, make dua and have your wishes and your desires that are halal, have it fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahmat qasam khuda ki luti ja rahi hai aaj, parullo durood mu'mino, phir kya kami hai. Quran aur hadith ko mazboot tham lo. Now because he was a Gujarati and he was a Memon, that's why he would not say mazboot, he would say majboot. Quran aur hadith ko mazboot tham lo. Hold fast onto the Quran and the hadith. Na yaha khilaf shari'a, hargiz tu kaam kar. Don't do anything that is contrary to the shari'at. Bande khuda, tu har gari maula ka naam le. O bande khuda, all the time take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tu hashr mein rasool se kausar ka jaam le. If you do that, then on the day of qiyamah, you will be able to drink from the fountains of Rasul, from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by the kawthar. Is bazm mein sharik jo rukn khas o aam hai. Is bazm mein sharik jo rukn khas o aam hai. Whoever is present here, special people like our Hazrat Damat Barakatuhum and ordinary people like me. Uska suno to mu'mino jannat maqam. If you listen to them, then inshallah your abode will be jannah. Subhanallah. Parte roho darood har subh sham hai. Carry on reading durood all the time, morning, evening. Well, whoever does that is one line missing here. Wallah us pe aatish dozakh haram hai. Anybody who carries on reading durood morning and night, then inshallah the fire of jahannam will become haram on him, inshallah. Then rahmat qasam khuda ki luti ja rahi hai aaj, par lo durood mu'mino, phir kya kami. Inshallah, I will read it, inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. E abar karam, e abar karam, zara tham ke baras,
ابر کرم ذرا تھم کے برس اتنا نہ برس کہ وہ آ نہ سکے وہ آ نہ سکے اتنا نہ برس کہ وہ آ نہ سکے وہ آ نہ سکے جب وہ آ جائے تو جم کے برس جب وہ آ جائے تو جم کے برس اتنا برس کہ وہ جا نہ سکے وہ جا نہ سکے اتنا برس کہ وہ جا نہ سکے وہ جا نہ سکے اے ابر کرم
Then he would change. Another اشعار he would read.
آمد ہے کس کی حور سبھی گا رہی ہے آج آمد ہے کس کی حور سبھی گا رہی ہے آج افلاک پہ کیوں دھوم مچی جا رہی ہے آج ہر لب پہ مرحبا کی صدا آ رہی ہے آج تشریف کیا نبی کی چلی آ رہی ہے آج رحمت قسم خدا کی لوٹی جا رہی ہے آج پڑھ لو درود مومنو پھر کیا کمی ہے آج
اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم
ذکر خدا رسول کی محفل سجی ہے آج حوروں میں دھوم صلی علی کی مچی ہے آج جنت خدا کے نور سے دلہن بنی ہے آج ہر گل سے گل کے ہوت پہ دیکھو ہنسی ہے آج رحمت قسم خدا کی لوٹی جا رہی ہے آج پڑھ لو درود مومنو پھر کیا کمی ہے آج
اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی علی سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم
بندے خدا کے اٹھو چلو محفل نبی کی ہے ہے وقت کم اٹھو چلو محفل نبی کی ہے ذکر خدا شریک ہو محفل نبی کی ہے دامن مراد سے بھرو محفل نبی کی ہے رحمت قسم خدا کی لوٹی جا رہی ہے آج پڑھ لو درود مومنو پھر کیا کمی ہے آج
اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلی سیدنا محمد وبارک وسلم
قرآن اور حدیث کو مضبوط تھام لو قرآن اور حدیث کو مضبوط تھام لے نہ یہاں خلاف شرع ہرگز تو کام لے بندے خدا تو ہر گری مولا کا نام لے تو حشر میں رسول سے کوثر کا جام لے رحمت قسم خدا کی لوٹی جا رہی ہے آج پڑھ لو درود مومنو پھر کیا کمی ہے آج اس بزم میں شریک جو رکن خاص عام ہے uska suno to momino jannat maqam hai parte raho durood har subah sham hai wallah us pe aatish dozakh haram hai rehmat qasam khuda ki luti ja rahi hai aaj par lo durood momino phir kya kami hai aaj
jazakumullah khair
alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa alhamdulillah munshi alkhalqi min adami ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأحوال مقتحم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا طائركم معكم أئن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون صدق الله المولان العظيم. Before starting our talk proper, it's the command of our Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi Waqt Tabrizi Thani, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahullah Ta'ala. Hazrat used to say that before every bayan, make muzakra, discuss one sunnat of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And sunnats are really our life wire. If we have sunnats in our lives will be directed towards Jannat. And every command of Allah Ta'ala will not only become easy for us to follow, but will become very enjoyable to follow also. Sunnats, we really, many times Allah forgive us, we say it's sunnat, we think it's sunnat, but sunnats have got great, great value in the eyes of Allah Ta'ala. And Hazrat's one beautiful poem, which Allah in His kindness had made famous in the world, Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke hai, Jannat ke raaste. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. Naqsh-e Qadam Nabi ke hai jannat ke raaste. Allah se milate hai sunnat ke raaste. That is, following in the footsteps of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, this is the road to Jannat. And a person who wants a road to the best place in the world, the best place to reach is Jannat. And to get to there, your GPS is sunnats. Follow sunnats in your life and you're going to come out in Jannat. And Jannat is still far. We have to live our whole life still. Only Allah Ta'ala knows how long our life is going to be. And after that will be the life of the Qabr. How long that life is going to be. After that, the life of the day of Qiyamah. 50,000 years long. How long will that be? We'll have to cross pull Sirat. All that, and then inshaAllah, Allah in His karam, grant us all the Muslims, Allah grant us Jannat inshaAllah. So that Jannat is udhar, it is on credit, and it is a long wait. And the other thing is, Jannat can never compare with the creator of Jannat. The creator of Jannat, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Who can compare with Allah? Allah could have made Jannat. How beautiful it is, we cannot imagine. Allah could create it even much more beautiful. Allah has created one Jannat. Allah can create as many Jannats as He wants to. But Allah, He is one. نقشِ قدم نبی کے ہے جنت کے راستے اللہ سے ملاتے ہیں سنت کے راستے. And a person can get connected with Allah Ta'ala. And that is now cash. You don't have to wait. And when you have Allah, you have got Jannat also. You have got Allah in your life, you have got Jannat. And you don't have to have that long wait. Already you are in Jannat. When you have Allah Ta'ala, you are in Jannat already. And that Jannat will come on its time. But a person who is living in Jannat, what to say his life? What his qabr, life of the qabr? That whole long wait, he wouldn't know where it went. And the day of Qiyamah also. So all we have to do is try and bring Sunnats into our lives. And the greatest Sunnat, alaykum bi sunnati, is to follow Sunnat. The greatest Sunnat is to follow Sunnat and to shun all bid'at. Just as Hazrat Maulana was now reciting in the Ash'ar, that follow the Sunnats and you'll be in Jannat. And shun all bid'at. And bid'at are not only what we think that it's a certain group of people, they are bid'atis, they do all bid'at. Like for example, once I asked Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, that to make niyat verbally when we start namaz, that's also the ulama I've written, I read it, I was surprised, I didn't know. So I asked Hazrat Mufti Sahib, isn't that also bid'at, the ulama I've written? He said, yes, that is also bid'at. So there are many bid'at that we don't know, but and ulama have made a general meaning of bid'at, any new thing in religion, not only certain customary things. Any new thing, anyone who brings anything new into deen is called a bidati. He has brought a new thing into deen. So that is one of the greatest sunnats, to follow all the sunnats. And to shun every and any new thing which is brought into deen. And today we must be very apprehensive. New things are brought into deen in very different ways. Even if it is modernism, that way also many new things are brought into deen. We must be very apprehensive. We have to follow the deen which Allah had given to Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. That is the deen that we have to follow. And with regard to this month that we are in now, the month of Safar, which is also associated with many bid'at, many, many new things which have been brought into deen. Alhamdulillah, by a lot of efforts, the efforts of the ulama all the time, Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, Allah had blessed very greatly that he wrote a whole kitab on all these rusumat, all these bid'at, etc. He wrote a whole kitab. And also, it is not our liability and we are not responsible that if somebody, after we explain, they practice upon it. When Hazrat wrote that kitab, one old lady wrote to Hazrat and said that, Jazakallah for writing this kitab. Because many of these rusumat, these practices which I didn't know about, now I've come to learn about them. Now I'll practice on them also. It's the work of the ulama to make the truth known. And if somebody takes the wrong end of the stick, then if you light a match, and if somebody takes the wrong end and burns himself, if you give a knife to somebody and he takes the blade and cuts himself, that's his problem. You gave it to him properly, he took the wrong end. So Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, when deen to a great extent had become so mixed with all that it was difficult to discern which is the right, which is the wrong, he had made great, great effort in this way. And therefore, one of the reasons is called Mujaddid Millat, that he in the century had purified and cleansed deen from all these rusumat, all these bid'at, and he made it clear. Then, mashallah, many ulama who followed him, they also taught the same thing. So much so that Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that I wish in this work of tabligh and da'wat that the teachings of Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali must be taught. And the mode of taking it, the transport of it, must be my method. The method of tabligh and da'wat. And by that, the teachings of Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali must be made common in the whole world. And that was the pure deen. So today, alhamdulillah, to a great extent, these things have gone less. But from the inquiries that we get from time to time, there are still many rusumat, superstitions. Rusumat also, like 3 days after a person has passed away, 40 days to do something, etc. All these things, to a great extent, these things are out. So we have to try and make an effort that on those people who are still involved in some things like this, how to get them closer, how to make them understand, how to bring the pure sunnah into them. And we also must check on an occasion. Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali came home, and for lunch there was dodi, kadu, mero. So he ate at night again, supper, same thing again. The next day afternoon again, same thing. At night again, same thing. So he said, now what's happening here? That one way, only kadu, only mero. So he asked his wife. So she said that we have learned that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam loved mero very much. And it's season now. So I thought this is the right time just to cook this. So he, and this is really which has to come into us. He took a lesson. And he said, this is a woman who lives in the four walls of her house. But see how much she is devoted to sunnah. How much love she has got for sunnah. Is it not perhaps that I'm only speaking, and I haven't got the real sunnahs in my life? So then he went and he checked his life for a certain period to see whether there are sunnahs from the time we get up all the time. So that is a thing that we all have to check ourselves. And especially those of our friends, we who give bayans. The ulama or non-ulama, whoever gives bayans, we also have to check ourselves. One friend of ours, one day, it was just about winter days when Fajr is quite late and the shops open early, there isn't much time after you finish your Fajr. So I asked, you're going to go and have a little nap now. I was surprised, it was a Friday morning. He said, no, I have to read my Surah Kahf. So what you call it, and I have to do all my tilawat, etc. So we do explain, Lord, you must read Surah Kahf on a Friday, you must do this, increase your durood on a Friday, but are we doing it ourselves or not? That is the important thing. All this that we are speaking, and inshallah, by speaking we make our niyat that it must come into us. It will come, but we have to keep on making muzakra. And this also is no bayan, really, it is a muzakra. Because as much as everyone else is in need of it, I'm also in need of it. And we have to keep on repeating so that these things can come into us. So this is that month of the year which is associated with lot of superstition. That Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, all these superstition people have got with the month of Safar, la safara. There is nothing like this, wala tayara. And they used to make birds fly in a certain direction, let the bird fly. According to the direction it flies in, they should take superstition that it's good luck or bad luck or something. Wala hamma, the bat that comes out. And that is, it has also got evil omens. That when a bat comes, then there is something bad going to happen. Like still, many people believe, if the cat runs across the road, when you are driving or something, then you're going to meet up with an accident. No. What has the cat got to do? What power has a cat got? We got no power ourselves. What power has a cat got that it can cause an accident? Or the cat is meowing at night, it's crying, and then we say that Aba, tomorrow morning we'll get news of some funeral. Somebody has passed away. What has the cat crying at night got to do with a funeral? The life of a person is in the hands of the cat. And like that, there are many other superstitious beliefs people have got. So whatever they are, and for that we have to try and study deen correctly and get the true sunnahs and the correct things. Also in that, there are many, many people who write kitabs that have been written. Today, alhamdulillah, Allah has given us a brand of ulama who check all these things. There are many things which we are doing and we believe it is sunnah to do, whereas in actual fact it might not be sunnah. We have to find out properly all these things. And today, mashallah, Allah has given us such ulama that go into this and they correct us. They correct the people that so we have to keep company of the ulama. A person who keeps company of the righteous ulama will inshallah benefit very greatly. And also the company of those people who practice, then that practice will come into us. And also the company of those people who have got the ma'rifat, recognition of Allah Ta'ala. By that it will rub off onto us. And also the company of those people who will teach us, that they put us on the road ourselves. Don't just keep us under them all the time. But they will do your cataract operation of the eyes of the heart, that you yourself can now see Allah Ta'ala. And when you do that, you see Allah Ta'ala, and when you will see, you will teach others to see Allah. And this is the most important, to have correct iman. And today it is not only a matter of sunnat and bid'at that have been polluted, but it is also our beliefs. That is also very, very important. And the foundation of everything is our beliefs. We have to correct our beliefs. That is the most important. And in our context also, we should keep in mind, normally, there is also one escapist route to come out of reality, escape. That we are sitting here, people who have got whatever concern, we have come here. And we talk here about the sins which other people are committing. People on the non-Muslims, that what and what they are doing. And so we feel, no, we okay. They are committing all the sins. Rain is not coming because they committing sins. I'm all right. We don't draw the attention to ourselves. Or amongst the Muslim people, there are those people who are still a bit far from deen. We have to make dua that we all can do. And then whatever effort we can do, we make all that effort also how to bring them closer. But dua, everyone can do. And on that, check on ourselves, how much dua are we making for even the non-Muslims to come into the fold of Islam, the terrible new sins which are being brought in through legislation in parliaments and which are being enforced, etc., and interfering in the religion or our Muslim people's religion, how many our own personal things where they are interfering in. So at least dua we can make. And then the effort also we make as much as we can, and the correct effort we should make to get the correct results, we must make the correct effort also. So the first thing is, especially now during this month also, with regard to our beliefs, is to have firm tawheed in our hearts. Then all these other things will just go away. That Allah alone is the doer of everything. Nobody and nothing, not yourself also, about yourself can you also do something. When a person says, I will show him. If Allah will show you, then what are you going to show somebody else? Many of us have got this, that I'll show her a point. I'll show him a point. I'll show him who I am. Nothing. A person, wallah, cannot lift his finger without the command of Allah. We cannot blink an eye without the command of Allah. And what is this command of Allah? وَيَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الرُّوحِ. They ask you about the ruh. What is the ruh? Which is the life which Allah has given us. The child is formed in the mother's womb in about 4 months, just over 4 months' time. Then Allah puts the ruh. قُلِ الرُّوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. The ruh is a command of Allah Ta'ala, from the command of Allah. When Allah puts ruh in that child, now the eyes start working, hands start working, everything will start working. Formation is completed in about 9 months or so, then the child comes out. If there was ruh, the child is a living child. Otherwise, many times we have a stillborn child. Because the ruh did not come in, or it came and it left already. Allah took it out before the child was born. And sometimes the child is just a day or two, or just a few minutes. Allah takes out the ruh. Or a person lives to be 60, 70, whatever it is. But the ruh is the thing that when Allah takes it out, that command of Allah, then the eyes are still perfect. They are working, if they are grafted into another person, they work in a living person who has got ruh. But in this person, they could not see. The heart is working. I'm not explaining masalas, whether it's jais to graft the eyes onto somebody else. I'm just giving an example. The heart is working in somebody. And now the ruh is taken out, it stops working. And if they do a heart transplant, then in the other person, the heart works again. So it is the ruh that gives life. And that ruh is the command of Allah. Allah sends that command. And that is what has got life, which gives life to a person. So all that, whatever anyone does, whether we are taken aback by technology of today, we know what things are, so to say, unbelievable what things are happening. But it's there. You have to believe it. It's there. All this is also only by the command of Allah Ta'ala. It's up to us how we use it. On one occasion, Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained about some of the harms of dunya, money, etc. So one Sahabi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu asked that, O Allah's Rasul, money normally is referred to in the Quran Sharif with the word khair, goodness. So he asked that, does goodness come with badness also? Money is goodness, but can it have badness? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there is also a great lesson for us to learn, kept quiet for a while. That he waited for wahi to come. Our Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi also, many times we saw that somebody asked him a question and he would keep quiet. And he would look down. Then he said, Jawab aa gaya. Now Allah has given me the answer. So we should not be too quick just to blurt out anything. If we don't know, say I don't know. If we know, give the answer. And if you think you are in doubt, say I'm in doubt. But I think it works. We must make sure what we are talking. So then, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after that Allah sent wahi, the signs of the perspiration. And when wahi used to come, were clear and manifest on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then he said that it is good in itself. But because of awarith, how you use it, according to that, now it becomes good or bad. So everything which Allah has given us, even the internet, in itself, it isn't haram, but it is how we use it. If we use it for the wrong, then it is harmful for us. If you use it for the right, there are certain things which are totally wrong, or which are predominantly used only for wrong. That is something else. But a thing that can be used for right and for wrong, it is how we use it. Money, if you use it for good, how good isn't the money? And if you use it for wrong, how terrible won't it be? So it is how we use that money, how we earned it and how we use it. So all these things also, so how we use it, that is what we have to see. How we earn it, how we use it, that is the important thing. And all this year, so Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, and Allah has taught us, that Allah alone is the doer of everything. Nothing man can do, which we ascribe to man technology, this person invented this, this person invented the cell phone, the telephone, or whatever, electricity, who invented it, it is all from Allah Ta'ala's side. And according to the need of time, Allah puts it into the minds of people. And who exerts in that direction, Allah puts it in their minds, whether he's a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Whoever exerts in that direction, Allah puts it in their minds. And it is only the brains, who made the brains. And what can come in the brains? The brains cannot function on their own. If the ruh goes out, then the brains cannot function on their own. It is everything essentially, basically, that full yaqeen have to come into our eyes. Everything is only from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the more the belief of tawheed comes into us, then everything else will automatically. And every Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam who came with this message, قُولُ لَا إِلَهِ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. That oneness of Allah. Allah alone is the doer. Nobody else. I can't do. And don't blame anyone else for anything. Everything comes from Allah Ta'ala's side. So that belief has to come. And that will eliminate, inshallah, many of these wrong beliefs that we have got. And the superstitious things. If a person, I believe the one incident is written, Maulana Rafiq Ghoofi has written it, Mia Kharbu, he was in Dioban. He was a gangster type of a person, mafia. One night he was walking in the jungles, all wood jungles. And then it was a stormy night, lightning, thunder, etc. And one tree, the branch of it was such that the silhouette of it looked like a human being, like a person, his rival, somebody. And he's alone, and this person is standing like with a sword, and he's going to kill him. So suddenly he humbles himself. And he says that, our fathers were friends, and they were so close to each other. If you spare me, I will become your slave for my whole life, etc. So he was very frightened. When the lightning flashed again, oh, it's only a tree. So then he said, "You, what you think? Who am I? You don't know me. What I will do with you?" Now suddenly he turns around completely. So like that, when we don't have tawheed, or we are overwhelmed with material things, then we think, this one can do this one can do that. But when we see, when that light, and Allah save us from the munafiqeen, which Allah gives the example, when the lightning flashes, then they walk. They see a little light, when there's darkness, they can't walk again. So we should be those that we have that noor of iman. Allah puts that into our hearts, that we know under all circumstances, to talk, yeah, I know is easy, to listen is also easy, but Allah made that reality come into us, that Allah alone is the doer. And this was really the effort of every Nabi. They went to the people, and mostly the Anbiya of before, they went to people. Even our Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, the major sin people were involved in was idol worship. And then there were many other sins also they were involved in, but the main sin was idol worship. This idol does this, this idol does this, this idol does this. Every Nabi said, "Qulu la ilaha illallah." That bring this reality that Allah alone is the doer. Yeah, we have to check ourselves really very thoroughly. We also say, alhamdulillah, the reciting of the kalima and the declaration of it will get us entry into Jannah. But the more the reality comes, Jannah will be here in this world. Allah's power will be with us here. Like with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they were not afraid of anything whatsoever. Poison they drank, it did not harm them. It's not permitted for us. But their iman was at that level. And this is that effort we have to make continuously. يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everyone and everything in the heavens and the earth, they ask of Allah. Either بَزُبَانِ قَال. They are asking, we make dua, we ask Allah Ta'ala. Or بَزُبَانِ حَال. Our condition is such that we can't do anything. Ya Allah, you the only doer. And just to get a little idea of this, that how Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala is doing, is that not only the entire creation of Allah, the whole universe, and how many universes there are, and the whole sea life, and the whole jungle life, and the whole, all the animals and fish, and the ants and the small insects, Allahu Akbar. Just you yourself, insan, one human being, ulama have given the description of human being, he's a alame azhar, he's a small world. And the whole world's things are within him. What and what? For example, your eyes, even an optometrist, they are not in the control of his own eyes are not in his control. A cardiologist, his own heart is not in his control. Nobody's, anything is in his control. It is all in the hands of Allah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah and the eye is not just an eye. E-Y-E. How many, what studies? And still they come to the point about this, we don't know further. We are researching. And how many of the theories keep on changing about this? Whether it is the eye, whether it is the heart, whether it is the lungs, and how many organs in the body, what tissues there are, what muscles there are. One little bit in the knee, something goes wrong, and you have to go for knee operation. 100,000 rands. Who is it that kept this knee in order? Who is it that made it? And so perfectly Allah made it. So if we come to know who Allah Ta'ala, who Allah is, and how He is looking after each and every one of us, and that yaqeen comes into us, that you Allah are alone the doer, and I have to turn fully and only to you, and that full conviction comes, and Allah will save a person wherever he is. The three people who are in the cave, how did Allah save them? Which emergency service came to them? How did they get saved? It is only by the... And not one, two incidents, untold incidents. How Allah Ta'ala's help comes. But it is from us that we have to bring that. So one great thing is that at this juncture, that this month of Safar, let us take a lesson. Not only to take out our bid'at and rusumat, all the customary things that we are doing, but to bring tawheed into us. And for tawheed, there are many ways to bring this. For example, it comes in the hadith, "Jaddidu imanakum biqawli la ilaha illallah." refresh, make new your iman with La ilaha illallah. And it comes in the hadith, a person who says 100 times La ilaha illallah, his face will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair used to explain that what does this hadith entail? That like the new moon, which we call the crescent, and we know for Eid, especially Ramzan Eid, it becomes a big issue everywhere, looking for the moon. But it is very difficult to see it. Sometimes it's just a few hours. Just you manage to see it. A few people manage to see it. But as the nights pass, by the 14th night, now the next night you can see it clearly. The third night even more, it is growing now. So by reciting the kalima also, the starting point will be like that crescent which you can't see also. But as you keep on reciting it, noor will be coming in your life. And this noor will push out the darkness. The moon, you can see it sometimes, the silhouette of the moon, it is round. But it's dark. It's only that little piece that is lightened up. So as we carry on reading La ilaha illallah, the light of Iman and of Islam will be coming into our lives. And the darkness of kufr and shirk and nifaq and bid'at and all other evils will be going out of our life. And as we do our dhikr correctly, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, one, punctually. We do it punctually. And the other is that we do an ardent, if you have, with passion we make zikr. And with, before that, that love of Allah we cultivate. And we speak to Allah when we are saying, Allah, Allah, oh Allah, come into my heart. Oh Allah, I love you. Oh Allah, you are the only beloved. You are the only one one can love. And with that feeling we say, and now we're reading La ilaha illallah, and that noor will be coming. And darkness will go out of our lives. And as that will happen, forget the day of Qiyamah, that person's face will glow and shine in this world already. Allah Ta'ala will give him that noor in this way, in this world, when the noor of Nabuwat, Sunnats come in his life, the noor of the Ahkamat, the laws of Allah Ta'ala will come in his life, what and what won't happen. This little, just let me explain that, the ayah that I've recited is of Yasin Sharif. And Allah Ta'ala explains the incident of 3 messengers which he had sent. There is a lot of details in it to a certain place. Also to invite them away from idol worship into the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. But as a person gets absorbed in any wrong thing, to come out of it is difficult. Allah Ta'ala save us from any wrong habit. To come out of it becomes difficult. So they also were their idol worship and it was entrenched in them. Now to come out of it, they just couldn't understand. And they did not accept the words of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. On the other hand, Allah's system is working. When they refused to believe in these messengers which Allah Ta'ala had sent to them, then when they refused to believe, and not only refused to believe, but they caused them a lot of harm also. One of them they even killed very brutally, etc. Allah caused hardships to come. Famine, droughts, etc., scarcity of rain. We also should ponder now at this time. We know what we are going through. The whole southern Africa, not only South Africa, we know the difficult conditions. How many places, water, what restrict? Before was only you couldn't wash your cow, you couldn't water your garden or something. But today water is just being closed down. All these difficulties, so what is it? These conditions that come, so they said that, قَالُوا إِنَّا تَطَيَّرْنَا بِكُمْ. All this is your bad luck that you have brought to us. They told the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. The messengers of Allah Ta'ala, they told them, because of you, we were living nicely. We were having, everything was going rosy, comfortably we were living. Since you have come, now this bad luck has come. Now we are just like today when we are invited towards the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. We are invited towards following the true deen of Allah Ta'ala, the correct deen. Then we say these people are old-fashioned people. And these people are bringing, or they're causing us difficulties and hardships in our life. We must follow like everyone else follows. Just give in to everyone and follow like everyone, then things will be fine. Then, so the Anbiya alayhi salam, those messengers told them, قَالُوا طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ. This bad luck is because of you, it's with you, it's not with us. You believe in Allah, Allah Ta'ala, what has he got to do to punish you? He doesn't want to punish anyone. But it is for us to follow the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And also we should remember one principle of Allah Ta'ala, that punishment is actually kept for the year after. Not in this dunya, but this glass, if you fill it with water or whatever, and it overflows, then now, it's now the problem. So if we keep on making sins, and terrible sins we commit, and also, another principle which we should keep in mind, don't blame other people what they're doing. We are responsible. Like for example, your neighbor's child, somebody in the neighborhood has done something bad. We all say it's bad, it's wrong what he has done. But your own child did bad. That you cannot tolerate at all. So those who are, so to say, closer to Allah Ta'ala, their actions count more. Those who are outside, their actions, it's wrong also what they are doing. But those who are closer, or those who show a religious front, and then they are doing other things, then that actions have a more effect. So we have to correct ourselves also. One is our tawheed we have to work on. Bring the true essence and reality of tawheed, and for that the company of those people is absolutely essential. To repeat it all the time. For what is this practice of repeating it? Not just unconsciously, subconsciously. There is benefit in that also. But to do it with the reality, and with every la ilaha, we negate totally ourselves and everyone and everything, that nobody and nothing can do anything illallah. Allah alone can do it. And we give this da'wah to ourselves. We go in jamaat also. And we speak about it. We speak continuously. Everywhere we speak, then this reality, inshallah, will come into us. We make this zikr. We stay with those people who our hearts tell us that they have got this yaqeen that Allah alone is the doer. With that sohbet also, it rubs off onto a person. If we came into the masjid, it's very cold. If it was a cold night, and the heaters are on, under carpet heating is on, and we walk in, we feel the heat immediately. Just like that, those people who have got the tawheed, it will also, you'll feel it, it will rub off. And those people who have got not only tawheed, the love of sunnats in them, the recognition of Allah, they know Allah alone is the doer, then these things will come into us. And for that, continuously this effort. So one is the zikr of Allah, dua. We have to make, ask Allah Ta'ala that He grants us the reality of tawheed, that Allah pulls him to himself. Allah makes jazb of us. That is a very, very important thing also, dua also. Allah says clearly, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, that fazl and rahmat which Allah is referring to in this ayat, ask Allah by that fazl and rahmat of yours, you pull us to you. And you pull us in such a way that nobody can pull us away from you. So that is one thing. Another few things that I will mention for us to consider, that in our context, that where are we erring, going wrong? Sometimes we don't realize, we think we are all right. Just this week on Laylatul Arbi'a, Tuesday night, in our kitab we read one person who wrote to Hazrat and said that, my biggest wrong with me, my biggest ill, is that I feel I got nothing wrong with me. That is the most serious thing, when a person feels I'm all right. And really, for us, we have to realize that forget our wrongs, which are wrongs. Our rights are also wrongs. Our right of making namaz. How many wrongs there are in our namaz also. In our tawheed. One buzurg says that on the day of Qiyamah, when I'm presented, if my one subhanallah comes out right, I will be lucky. One buzur, he thought, when Allah asked him, what did you bring? He thought, if I present namaz, false will come out, lot of false will come out in my namaz. If I present roza, zakat, good character, all things, there are lot of false will come. Let me present tawheed. I hate tawheed. So Allah asked him, have you forgotten the night of the milk? And that was a night when he had drunk milk at night, and in the morning his stomach pained. So he said, because the milk I had last night. We also, anything happen in the morning, what we say, what did I have last night? That caused the gas. that caused this, that caused this, there's a little irritation in the skin, what did I have? We have to see. Really, there are asbab. Nobody can deny that. But the real thing is that Allah alone. And fortunate are those people who have, we are not at that level. Let us not think of ourselves at that level. Who don't look at asbab and their condition is directly only with Allah Ta'ala. But we, asbab is no problem. Whether you use it to give you shifa or one cause, a motor car caused an accident, it was a motor car. But really it was from Allah Ta'ala. That a person, whatever, and there are those people today, whatever happens, Allah, it's from Allah. We are happy with our condition. Many people who we regard as anpar, ignorant people who are not connected with deen or with knowledge or with ulama, our old ladies, many of them, old men, whatever happens, Allah sukkar. Allah is happened by Allah. And they have got that yaqeen in them that whatever happened is only by Allah Ta'ala. So that is what we have to bring within us. A'mal have to be there. But we today work a lot on a'mal. Or for example, on bayans. We work a lot on bayan. But for that yaqeen to come, that we have to make an effort. So certain things that we have to check, why these conditions have come on us today. One real main cause of this is that we are lacking very greatly those who are coming to masjid, who are 5 times namazis, etc., in what is called Amar bil Ma'aruf wa Nahi anil Munkar, to command the right and forbid the wrong. And what is this? It comes in the Hadith Sharif, Man ra'a minkum munkaran, whoever of you see a wrong being done, فَلْيُغَيِّرْهُ بِيَدِهِ, change it with your hand. Today, the wife is doing something wrong. The children are doing something wrong. Today, we are past that stage that we can change it with our hands. And many of us, we are out of the question with the hands. فَإِن لَمْ يَسْتَطِي, if we cannot, فَبِيَدِهِ, then with your hand trying, فَبِيَلِسَانِ, with your tongue. Today, we can't speak also. We can't tell the wife anything. We can't tell the daughter. Wife can't tell the husband anything today. And today, many times also, we see the wrong, we realize the wrong. If I speak, there will be a problem. So I thought I'd rather not speak. If I had spoken, it should have caused a great commotion. So we don't speak about it also. And if you can't do that also, then فَبِقَلْبِ, then with your heart. And with your heart also, change that condition with your heart. That is make dua. All am I have written, you realize and accept it to be wrong. That also. And the other thing is also make dua. And with your dua, try and change that condition. Whatever it is, today we know how many wrongs we are involved in, which are in our homes, the wrongs that we are in. But there's no thought of correcting it. And we ourselves are involved in so many things. And another thing which we are commonly involved in, extravagance, wastage. And there are 2 types of wastage. One is we waste money, time, all this energy on things which are totally wrong. And how many of us are involved in those things? Just very cursorily, sports, etc. So much so that ulama have written, just to ask somebody, we all know it's hot. How's the weather? We are from the same area. They have described this as la yani, a futile. And futile is also wrong. That you're just wasting time. If you had said subhanallah in that time, that should have been much more better. So all these things here, oh, it's very hot nowadays. We say, how's the weather? Oh, it's very, very hot. In one way, we are complaining about Allah Ta'ala. Weather is also from Allah Ta'ala. And we are complaining about that. So all these things, we have to check that how much wrong. And we don't regard this as a wrong. We were going to some place. And we were still here in Joburg. We were flying. And somebody had phoned a person on his phone for some work, whatever, business related. So where we were going to, that person said, I'm in that place. He didn't mean a lie. But it's a lie. And it's a gunai kabira. And we don't take it as a lie. So, and we won't make tawbah from it. And he's on his way there, but he said, I'm there, in that place. So, these are all things where we falter a lot. So, and one thing is extravagance also. And one is where we use money for the right thing, but we use excess than what we had to use. We use too much for that. And just take a little stock of our homes today. Just the bedroom. How many extra unnecessary things? It's layani, it's extravagance, it's unnecessarily. How many people could get food from there? People who haven't got water, how much water we could have sent there? But just we have that lifestyle of ours that we have to have. Then we have to see so many other things also. Today we attend so many functions where wrong things are taking place. We apprehend and we know wrong things are going to take place. But we go to those functions. There is music playing there. And there's videos which are being made, and people are taking photos, and we know it's going to happen, but we are present there. We turn a blind eye. We are not part of it. We stay one side, but we are part of it. So all these things here, and every one of us should take stock of ourselves, our own selves, and see earnestly, take a genuine stock, and try and correct ourselves. And also, that if we bring these things, these changes into us, at least the thought of it, at least tawbah and istighfar. If we can make that, today ask ourselves generally, how many of us make sincerely tawbah istighfar? Not that you remember each guna individually, that ulama have, buzurgs have told us not to do that. Your gunas, once you have made tawbah, and forget it then. But generally, that Ya Allah, I'm a sinner, I'm the worst sinner, and forgive me, O Allah. And we have to ask for forgiveness of the open sins which we are committing. The righteous and the pious people ask forgiveness from the namazes which they have made, and the tilawat they have made. While we are making tilawat, are we checking the phone also? That also, Allah's kalam. And we are doing this also. Or we are in between talking also to somebody. So all these things here, we have to check ourselves. We can't be perfect. Nobody can be perfect. Allah in His infinite mercy, and who knows us better than ourselves, gave us the wide door of His rahmat and the wide open door of His asking forgiveness from Him. And you ask Allah for forgiveness of the same sin even 70 times a day. But you ask earnestly, Allah will forgive you. And the time will come that in this dunya, that when our sins exceed too much and Allah's adab is let loose, then at that time tawbah also is not accepted. May Allah forgive us. Once Allah has let loose His azab, then tawbah also is not accepted. When maut will come, at that time you will see clearly, we will ask also Allah that delay my maut. Like Qari Sahib read now in the Qiraat, that akhartani, lawla akhartani ila ajalin qareeb. If you've given me a little time, just for a little while, I would have made amends. Now you can't. The whole life in the qabr, there is no chance to return again. On the day of Qiyamah, a person will say, Ya Allah, just return me, and I will go and bring everything, and I'll live a righteous life. This is our time Allah has given us. So this is the lesson that we have to learn. Bring that change within us, and make that effort that this change comes into those people also in our homes, with our children. We know it's not easy with the children also. The various places they have to go to, schools, what is happening. But ask the ulama, what are the alternatives? How can I do? Allah says, Qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. So we have to think of our children. It's not only our duty that we give them uniforms and school books and textbooks, and we're giving them lunch and spending money, and we are very good parents. But really, and make dua also that Allah make all every parent such that He gives the best Islamic education and tarbiyat maturing to His children. That we come up in the right way. It's our responsibility. It's our duty. And we can't just shun our duty like that. We are responsible. We have to see to it. Our woman folk, and also another thing where we are very, very, we blunder a lot, is our relationships in the house with the family. How we treat the wife. Many a husband, outside he has got very good akhlaq and character, but how he treats his wife. Like a piece of dirt, like a slave, even worse than a slave. Forget a servant. So all this draws the anger of Allah Ta'ala. And we don't make tawbah of it also. And if that wife, who she hasn't got anyone to turn to, if she turns in her heart to Allah, Ya Allah, there's nobody who can help me, it's only You. We can see Allah save us. Allah save us very greatly. We can see difficult and hard times. So all, and there are many other things which we are involved in that we have to correct. So may Allah Ta'ala really, not only that we came for majlis, we came for bayan, and me myself also, on our way back, some of us will go for a treat, we're going to have a chow somewhere, or something else. But really, that we discuss these things, and there are those friends of us also, that they discuss, and they see for themselves, that what weakness have we got? Well, how can I, and one little thing we try and improve, Allah will see my banda is sincere. And Allah will stretch His whole arm towards you. And Allah will draw you towards Him, but we take that step. And that person who feels, I got no fault, then it's very hard. But the person who starts, and fortunate is that person whom Allah shows him his own faults in this dunya. And he starts rectifying them. Very fortunate is that person. Otherwise, our faults, we will see them. At the time of death, too late. In the qabr, too late. On the day of Qiyamah, whole scrolls will come out. With every detail in it. At that time, too late. Fortunate is that person who will see his faults now and try and correct himself. Make dua to Allah Ta'ala. Try and go to Allah. Allah will see and Allah will trust towards him. May Allah bless us with these realities and make it possible and easy for us, and that we walk in this path, and that Allah Ta'ala showers his mercy. How many of us think also, are we making dua for rain? Are we making seriously dua for rain? How many of us are making, we talking about it, that there's no rain, very hard, etc. But how many, it's just a news item. Somebody is ill, it's a news item. Somebody has passed away, news item. But what are we doing? Do we make some isali sawab for the person? Are we making dua for shifa for that person? How much are we doing? Only what is a customary dua. After namaz or now after the bayan, we have some dua. That we make some dua. But earnestly, how much are we making dua? May Allah, let us realize that Allah alone is the doer, and Allah has given us that instrument to draw from the treasures of Allah. And that is dua. And no scanner can pick up the dua that you have, and no one else can pick it up. You can be making your dua to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with these realities, and let us become better all the time, and be the best the day we meet Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa laqibatul muttaqeen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كل دقة وجلة سرا وعلانية صغيرا كان وكبيرا أمدا كان وناسيا اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من الفعل والقول والعمل والنية والهد إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم أصلي وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهدي لأمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا واجعلنا سببا لذلك اللهم ردنا ورد المسلمين إلى دينهم ردا جميلا اللهم اهد الدين كله في العالم كله إلى يوم القيامة واجعلنا سببا لذلك اللهم لا تقتلنا بغضبك ولا تهلكنا بعذابك وعافنا قبل ذلك اللهم اسقنا غيثا مغيثا مهيئا مريئا نافعا غير ضار عاجلا غير عاجل اللهم اسقنا الغيث ولا تجعلنا من القانتين اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا ووفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ من نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وامتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأهله سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم just two announcements إن شاء الله one is that tomorrow night after Maghrib Salah, 7:15 to 8:15, will be our monthly Zikr and Ashar Majlis at the Darul Ulum. And on Yom Al-Ahad, from 10 o'clock till Zuhar Salah, inshallah, we'll be having a Mashwara regarding our Islahi Jalsa in And normally we have it in about February or so. So we humbly request the brothers, inshallah, to come to set the date also and to see what fikr and concern we can have regarding this. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. SubhanAllah.